Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Andrew Patrick. It is a wonderful, well, sort of mucky-ucky day. We've got a front moving in that's going to be dropping lots of rain on us, and cold weather and high winds, and the next couple of days are going to be kind of fun here in beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Well, listen up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We have a whole lot of things that are going on with the ministry, and I just would like to take a moment to remind folks that they can go to our ministry website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com and see all the changes and up to the website on a regular basis. At the beginning or middle of the month, we put out 9 pages of the Feathered Quill from our correspondents nationally and internationally for the Global Press Corps of the Celtic Cross. So plenty of information there to read up on. The Celtic Cross Templar Knights and the North American Templar Knights of the Celtic Cross are in full operation. And I am very blessed to pass on to you, the listener, that we have 5 priories around the nation. the first one here in the United States, which has been granted to Thomas Johnson as the Grand Priory of the Grand Order of Knights Templar for the Celtic Cross Templar Knights and the North American Templar Knights. Also, we have a priory in Chile. We have a priory in Spain. We have a priory in Ireland. And a priory in Russia. So we are growing, and right now, until the end of this year, which is only about 2 months away, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so this is a limited time offer, we are offering free membership to get your names on the rolls and be a Templar Knight with the Celtic Cross. And for those that are not in those priories that I just mentioned, but maybe on a district level or a national level or state level, local level of your community, we are offering free chartership in the founding efforts and planting efforts of the Celtic Cross Templar Knights organization. So contact us. You can do that off of the website under the About section. You can go down to the bottom of the drop-down flyout, and you can see how the organization is structured. And in the near future, with updates coming in on a monthly and quarterly basis, we will be adding names to the membership rolls for those priories, and any new priories and charters that are being set up will be updated as quickly as possible. So with all that said, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into our prayers, I just want us to, of our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, we ask that God's love and protection be upon them, and we thank the organizations of the Templar Knights to organize and become union, or united, I should say, under the banner of the Grand Order of Knights Templars, and working together, the different priories and grand masters of the different organizations, pulling resources, encouraging, educating, enlightening, and helping each other out in their formation and their growth. So we just ask the Lord's loving blessings and grace placed upon them. Also, I'd like us to remember our boys and girls, men and women in uniform in all branches of our military services that protect the freedoms that we enjoy as an independent nation state, and also for our medical, fire, police, our teachers, our doctors, our nurses, the lab technicians, all the way to the janitors and the volunteers that work at our local hospitals around the nation and the world. We lift them all up in prayer as well. If you have a prayer intention, ladies and gentlemen, you may email us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. And in the subject line, you can reference my prayer closet, and we'll be happy to put your request out on the air and have others around the world pray with us. So let us begin with the Protestant Celtic Prayer Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of the light, and the giver of good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer, and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know your wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, and graciously over our head, we beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope and leaven our joy, and keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, and of his fullness we all have received, and grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things of earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen." Transfiguration. The Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father to his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. Whatever more is these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Give us sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Then they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, Behold, your mother. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices. And he was laid in a new tomb in the garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, but the tomb was empty. And an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Give his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And then he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends our Protestant Celtic Rosary Vigil for this evening. I want to thank you so very much for tuning in and praying with me. Prayer is one of our greatest weapons against the evil that we all face in our day-to-day trials and tribulations. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you to be good watchmen for our Lord and Jesus Christ. Be a good watchman and a good Christian for those around you. Evil lurks in the darkness and is forever present around us. You need to be cautious. Make sure that you read your Bibles. Make sure that you pray and ask the Father for discernment, for guidance, putting you on the path and the light that shines before you, which is Him. For as we said in this prayer, the darkness does not comprehend the light, and may your light shine upon others, and may they glorify God your Father in all that you do in your life as an example of what being a Christian truly means. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry and Celtic Cross Ministry. And for all of our clergy here in the United States and around the world, we say God bless, and we'll talk to you again next week.